what they'll look like. If they'll look at like mom or dad or like grandma or Uncle Dan. We want to know what their personality will be like. Will they be someone you want to hang out with? Will they be an engineer or a pastor or both? We want to know what their future will hold in store. I also get asked a lot if we're ready about our preparations. Is the house ready? Have you started decorating the nursery? Got the crib set up? No. Have you chosen a name? That's a big thing, choosing a name. And that pressure to choose a name, I think, is pressure to choose a name that'll last, that'll describe this person that we don't know for the rest of their lives. Now, Zechariah, he knew all these things that we wonder about the baby. He knew what his child would be and do. He'd be a prophet of the Lord. He'd go out and proclaim salvation of God through the forgiveness of sins to all the people of Israel. And he knew what to name the child. Even if the neighbors didn't agree, he knew that the child would be named John, which means the Lord has shown favor. But Zechariah didn't believe any of it. So he couldn't speak at all through the pregnancy. He couldn't answer those questions. So when's Elizabeth due? And do you think it's a boy or a girl? He couldn't answer any of those until they went to name the child. And he named the child John, as Gabriel suggested. And suddenly he could speak. And the neighbors saw this and wondered, what then will this child become? That question that we ask of every child. What will this child become? But the neighbors were really talking because they could see that the hand of the Lord was with John. But John doesn't just start talking. He starts proclaiming. He starts proclaiming what God has already done for Israel. He's redeemed Israel. God raised up a Savior for us. God keeps God's promises. God, the God of Israel, had saved their ancestors from the hands of the enemy and made it possible to serve God without fear. And then Zechariah goes on to proclaim what John will do. John will be a prophet. John will prepare the way for the Lord. John will forgive sins. And John will give light to people living in darkness and in the shadow of death. And John will guide people on the path of peace. Big expectations. But even though ultrasounds can only tell us the sex of the child, we do know, like Zechariah and Elizabeth, that the hand of the Lord will be with our children and with us throughout our lives, which means that we know God will do amazing things through them, like God did amazing things through his prophet John. Because God loves us, we have the capacity to love others. Because God cares for us, we have the capacity to care for others. Our children will be generous to others because God is first generous to us. We can forgive others because God forgives us. We give light to others. We shed the light of God on others because God's light shines on us. And we can walk a path of peace even in times where it feels like the world is about to end and that there are evil everywhere. We can walk a path of peace because God sends messengers to show us and guide us on that path of peace. We can do all that John does. And we're reminded that, like John, the hand of the Lord is with us. When we baptize our children, in Zechariah's time, in the Jewish faith, children would be circumcised as a sign that the hand of the Lord was with them, as the hand of the Lord was with Abraham. We baptize our children as a sign that as a visible sign that the hand of the Lord is with us. And we remember that the hand of the Lord is with us. When we dip our hand in the font, when we come to the Lord's table and eat the bread and the wine together, when we greet each other at the beginning of each service with, "The Lord be with you and also with you." When we share the peace with one another, we are sharing the peace that comes from having the hand of the Lord with us. When we light candles and pray, either in here or at home in private, that is a reminder that the hand and the light of God is with us always, even in the darkness. And we remember that the hand of the Lord is with us when we read the Bible, when we study it together, read it here, study in small groups, and when we read it on our own. Because we know that all these things from the people who come before us also apply to us, that God is with us. And so we can share in the words of Zechariah, praising God, saying, "Blessed be God, our God, the God of our people and all people, because God has looked with us with grace and liberated us, because God raises up leaders among us, like the heroes we read about in the Bible, like Abraham and Moses and Elijah and John and Peter and Paul. God spoke to us through the prophets, promising that we would be saved from evildoers and hatred. And God has kept that promise by showing mercy to generations before us, all the way back to Abraham and even before that. The promise is that we are saved by grace alone and that we are made holy and righteous so that we are free to serve God and our neighbors without fear every day of our lives. And you, child," Zechariah addresses John, but it's each one of us, children of God, are called to be God's messenger, to go and proclaim the way for the reign of the God, and to let the whole world know that God saves by forgiving our sins. So as we look at babies, as we look at our children outside reading Llama Llama Red Pajama, as we go through our days, old and young, we remember that we are children of God, beloved, and the hand of the Lord is with us, which means that we are God's messengers to the world, that we are preparing the way of the Lord, and we can let the whole world know that God saves us by forgiving our sins. Thanks be to God.